podcast has changed my life.
Shine, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
Controls on our headphones?
Yes, I do.
Could you turn me down a little bit, please?
Yes, this is a guy who knows his way around some headphones.
Exactly. Just how's that? Even a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
That's good.
Yeah.
Nice one. I have... We've been doing this for maybe a year.
Long time, Hing.
I reckon.
Uh-huh.
And this is the first time I got here a bit early, and I went into the settings and just looked at the different mics and the different lines.
Yeah.
All previously drastically different settings.
Well, because I've
I had a low thing on mine that made me sound all bait and like good. Because I always sit here.
Yeah, you sit there. I've had complaints that I haven't passed on to you about the levels.
Mm.
I've just kind of absorbed the complaint.
Yeah, totally.
So to peer behind the curtain a bit, when you make this podcast, there's not a whole team helping you put it together.
No.
This is like an underground indie operation.
It depends the extent to which you don't think of us two as a whole team.
We're a team.
Yeah,
I don't think of you as a whole team.
We're a complete team.
I pay the Podbean subscription, and Tom does the rest.
Totally. But then I feel like the levels we can't. I mean, this is all very boring.
Mm. I don't think it is.
Did a multi-track recording once because Tom Walker told us to.
Yeah.
Which means all the tracks are independent.
That was such a mistake, though.
Which in post, you can do anything. You can change levels. Better. That's fantastic. So we did that once and my computer crashed immediately. Couldn't handle the processing power required to think about all that at once.
Well, it's good that I've come on this very quality podcast.
Well, you're sounding better than anyone's ever sounded. I feel like this is the perfect
time. Believe how good it sounds.
Does it sound?
It sounds so good.
Dude, one thing was on like 20 and then the other one was 40. Because I did always wonder why it was so crazy. Well, I would match the things up, but then they would have drastically different...
You were doing the best you could under the circumstances.
Well, clearly given not. It wasn't very hard to go into the settings of each one. I didn't know that was there.
And yet for a whole year you didn't, which means there must have been some sort of psychic barrier there, Cashman.
I think it's called laziness.
We didn't care. It was whatever.
Well, I mean...
But now it's like...
It was whatever.
It was whatever. Because I had 5 to 6 complaints about the levels.
I had maybe 4.
Is that every single listener? Is that every... Between the two of you, that's every single listener?
Big numbers, man.
Do you?
Yeah. This is going to be huge for you.
Yeah. We're going to sell.
How many tickets have you sold for Melbourne?
I've sold about 200.
Oh, that's good.
I'm feeling pretty good about it.
No, that's great.
But I have way more to sell. Mm. But the thing is, I've on my radio show, I'm Michael Hing, by the way.
No, there's none of that.
Does anyone
we don't
give
do
a
that.
Shit?
No.
That'll be clear in the description of the podcast episode.
And also at the end.
Run by fucking aliens. On my radio show... I'm not allowed to talk. I'm not allowed to plug that I'm doing a stand-up
show. Yeah, I was going to say.
Is that right?
Yeah, because I was saying to Cashman, I'm like, oh, Hing wants to plug his show. And he's like, just do it on his national radio show.
Yeah, not allowed to.
Not only has a big platform, but has a platform doing precisely what we're doing now.
At a much more professional and better level.
Well, I mean, I reckon they figured out the levels there in the early 80s.
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
So that's like a brand, because I was familiar with the fact that the ABC, you're not allowed to talk about, I had a Coca-Cola the other day.
Yeah, you're not meant
to. That makes sense.
Or if you do, you've got to name other soft drinks, or you've got to say other soft drinks are available, or you've got to give a review of the soft drink if you mention a brand name.
You're allowed to mention brands. I was having a Coke the other day.
Taste.
3 out of 10.
But next time, I might have... LAI.
Or you go obviously other soft drinks are available. Or you go...
That one's the worst one.
Yeah, that's so lame. It's straight from the BBC, that one.
Because then that one's it's an ad.
Yeah. Mm. Well, but then if you go... or you can go I went to... I was using my laptop, my MacBook the other day. Oh, you know what? There are some problems with it. It's like a 3-star laptop. That's fine. Like you're allowed. Yeah.
What? So you just have to do a little reflection. You'd often do that anyway. I like that one.
Yeah.
That one's the easiest one to do. Yeah.
I've done the course for that, and I didn't. I don't remember that bit at all. I failed it like 6 times.
What course?
Like the ABC ethics thing.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's a lot about war reporting. That's the main stuff I was getting stuck off.
If someone comes and says, "Please, can I hide in your basement?"
Well, no. There was one question. That I kept getting wrong, which was if you're in war-torn Baghdad, right, and you've stumbled upon a hostage, are you allowed to interview them for the ABC or not?
So the context
a hostage,
yeah, so
a hostage.
The context
Where's
for
this? The captor?
Oh no, the captor. You've somehow gotten in or something. Mm. You're
in
captain.
The what?
You're
the,
a hostage as well.
I think. Oh, you're a hostage.
But the, well, then you can do what you want. I'm not worried about the ABC.
But you're to broadcast it on the ABC.
Oh, I'm going to break the ABC's rules.
Well, the context
I'm literally hostage.
Is that they have?
Well, that wasn't an option on yeah. the
disregard
the choice. By the way, the context is this, is they have one training course and everyone has to do it.
Okay.
Whether you are Lee Sales hosting 7:30 or you're Sam Taunton doing Vox Pops of Triple J or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
totally.
So it's the one course. So they've got
to. You're saying that like it's a foregone conclusion, like they couldn't just make it three different courses.
Well, I mean, Sam, I'm saying it's insane.
Yeah, obviously they can't.
To be clear, I don't think this is a good thing.
Yeah, it's not good,
but I'm just saying the result of that is that Taunts could now go to war-torn Baghdad and he'd know ethically if he's allowed to interview a hostage.
And the sixth time reflects, I might get it right.
Yeah,
I,
in the editorial box of the NBC.
Does that mean then the opposite is also true, that Lee Sales was asked a question about whether, like, avocado is a humorous word?
Oh, yeah, it was funny. Like, can are you allowed to do Nangs at Splendor?
She's like, yes, you are. Like, someone in Baghdad getting dragged away. She was about, they were about to blow the top off and arrive. War story, but they didn't know about Nang, so they're getting dragged back to Australia by the ABC.
I saw Anthony Green on King Street the other day.
Oh my god!
Like I was starstruck. I was like, fucking election.
Big fan of numbers, or
well, and that guy has called so many elections. You know, like he's a big deal. And
that
I
is Newtown is dead, really.
Well, I was sitting in.
I mean, you know.
Well, this is how bad it was. I was sitting in like the fucking gentrified Mountain Goat Brewery, like out the front, having a beer, and I was like, Anthony, and he didn't see me walking past. So maybe it is dead.
That guy has like one of the all-time great trolls. So for people who don't know, he's the ABC's election analyst, and Sportsbet or whatever, like one of those betting companies. Other betting companies are available.
The Tab is a good one.
Yeah, they do a bunch of
Ladbrokes. They recently,
they go under, did they?
Or no, I think they started in Australia.
Oh right. Yeah. Well, anyway, one of the betting companies put. I don't know if you guys heard about this. They ran a market on what colour tie Anthony Green would wear during the election coverage.
Gotcha.
So you could bet on the big stuff, whether or not Labor will win or whatever, that kind of stuff. And then one of the little ones was what colour tie will Anthony Green wear?
Mm.
And he saw this market and did one of the all-time great trolls, which is he just brought in 40 ties and wore every single tie during the coverage at different points. Like every time he did a new cross, he was wearing a new tie.
Do you mean do all-time trolls or one of the all-time scams by betting on that?
I don't think
he
had crazy high odds.
Because he should have just got on board.
Was 40 multiple ties an option?
An option, yeah.
That was like 4,000 to one and he put 100 grand on it?
I don't think he was allowed to bet, obviously.
Yeah, fair.
But how, as if they're going to catch Anthony Green betting. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's probably got some
sort. Well, that's the thing that I remember doing, well, not doing. I didn't do this. But I
Very
thought
quick.
About doing
Legal
it.
Mind, Tom Cashman at work.
Exactly. But no, I, growing up, had a friend whose parents or father worked at the ABC and he knew the results of the Hottest 100 before they were announced.
No.
Oh, shit.
And that is, and it, that's also on Sportsbet.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then that's something that you'd probably know ahead of time too.
Really?
Have you been tempted to bet?
No. They're very clear.
Are you a gambler? I feel like you might be a gambler.
I've got a problem. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's no good.
What's
not
the problem?
He's not winning any money.
I'm not into. I don't like to go to the casino or the pokies. I've never done that because I know how addictive that is.
That's just annoying gambling.
Yeah,
you in the future.
Yeah, I really get. Well, no, it's kind of sad. I like being in a punting club. I'm in a punting club with some friends.
Oh, I've been trying to join one. Do you go away for a trip or something?
Yeah, it's an NRL punting club. It's really. I don't know if you guys are into sports betting at all, but this is the punting club I'm in. I've been in it since high school just after high school. And basically, it's a league. So at the start of the year, you bid for whatever team you want. There's as many people in the league as there are teams in the NRL.
Right.
And so you might bid to be like, I want to be punting for the Rabbitohs, this whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And so you bid to get whatever team you want. And then each week, you've got to place a bet on that team's game. And you're going up against whoever is representing the other team that your team happens to be playing.
Okay.
And you get points based on if you win. And who had the better odds when they won? So whoever brings them in the most money that week wins 2 points, right?
And you have to bet on your team winning.
No, you can bet on your team losing. That's the great thing. So you can get a real shit team and just bet against them every week, right?
But what if the other person bets that they win? And they're not conflicting bets.
There are draws. You get a point each there.
Is there communal money in?
Yeah, everyone puts in like, I don't know, 150, 200 bucks or something at the start of the year.
And like how high have you gotten it after a season?
After like, I don't know, 15 years of running it or whatever it is, we're up about $80. we're a very bad punting club.
That is so bad.
This is why I say
you could have it in a low interest account for that same period, and still have more.
I'm not good at Bitcoin.
Yeah, $80.
We're not good at it, and obviously we've paid out of the account to buy beer and whatnot.
Sure,
but
just beers.
So beers, like the occasional trip, but nothing too crazy.
I've got a friend who's in one, and they go for an overseas trip at the end of every year.
Of course, we'd love to be part of a successful club, obviously.
Maybe get rid of this point system.
Yeah, no, it's much more about, like with all your...
That one sounds like it's about community.
Yeah, it's much more about shitting on your friends than it is about actually making money.
Is it a lot of group chat stuff?
Yeah. There's actually like a weekly email that goes out and then two separate group chats for it. That really sounds
it's so healthy and lovely. Yeah, that's not addiction. Is that all that you mean when you say... Okay.
No, see, that was how I started getting into it.
And that seems He's like also what got a real you issue tell with your the ponies. Girlfriend, you know what I mean? It's like that, because that's sounds to someone who's not gambling at all very healthy.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you frame it like you're worried about it, that's then gets them to stop asking questions.
That's the most wholesome version of my gambling. Don't do pokies, don't go to the casino. But then I really got into video game gambling before, like esports. People would play professional video games because I worked in that field for so long. I used to commentate things, I used to host things. Mm. I would never be able to, I was never allowed to bet on the matches that I had inside knowledge on. But you just
what kind of inside knowledge would you get?
Oh, like just
someone's got a sore hand.
Honestly, like injuries. You're like that guy's got an injured wrist. He's not going to be playing this week. I know
totally.
Or like other things. Like it's like really specific stuff. Like if the company is releasing a new patch for the game, you might get knowledge of that ahead of time, and so that would affect the outcome of a certain game or something like that. You can't bet on that kind of stuff
because one person's better at something that just got upgraded.
But the other thing is that the matches are sometimes broadcast on a delay of anywhere between like 30 seconds or an hour, and that's where you could make a lot. That's where could make a lot of money.
Yes,
I was not that kind of person.
Totally.
But just being in that world for so long, you just understand the market and better than anyone else. But
being close. Mm. Knowing it and not being able to bet then when you can.
When I got out, I was like, oh, yeah. And so there's that. I bet on American politics because you can do that in Australia. And there are people who are in America who are trying to find markets to bet on because they're not really allowed to do that in America.
You put money on the election?
I put 500 because I was working at Planet America.
Uh-huh.
And Chaz Licciardello told me that Biden was going to win.
Yep.
And he reads a lot about American politics. Mm-hmm. So I just put 500 bucks on it.
But then that was an interesting
then
one.
It started looking really
50-50. Sports bet didn't pay that out. They didn't pay that out for a while, right?
Oh, yeah. But then they did pay it out before it officially got certified stuff. Okay. But, there was a while there. The odds went completely the other way for a while.
Everyone's like, oh, Trump's got this. And you're
exactly.
Like,
yeah, I'm like, well, it's basically the way I rationalize it is similar to the way you just did.
Yeah.
Is whenever you've got you're ahead of the market, then. Yeah, put some money on the line.
But are you not a? You seem like you've got a gambling problem, Sam.
No, not at all. Like I don't ever put bets on.
Really?
Occasionally, I'll get when I'm depressed. I go to the pub, and I'll drink and play the Greyhounds.
Yeah, it runs in my family. My grandfather, who has passed away many years ago now, when I was a kid, we used to go on what he called adventures. Mm. So we'd go for like what was kind of a bush walk, but we'd always end up at the tab.
Yeah.
And
there's something about it that I find quite comforting, being in a TAB section. I don't know what it is, but I would
be like three or four, and I remember him tying me, like this is fucked, tying but very funny.
You. Okay, yeah. Tying me up with like a
fun,
terrible.
Tying me up with like a fun, like a fucked rope or whatever to the parking sign out the front of the tab.
What?
And I just hang out around there? Because I was like four. And he was definitely a problem gambler.
Because he's not. Yeah.
He's taking his grandson to the tab and he's like, oh,
and
yeah,
he puts you on like a fucking leash like a dog out the front of the tab.
I thought you at the very least would be in there. No, I suppose you're not allowed
Not allowed in if you're drinking. Kid. Yeah, under eight.
If you're not drinking. Yeah, and he's four.
Yeah, he's taking up space.
That's what I mean.
You're drinking or? You're off at Dry July, I think, probably.
So yeah, I really have to fight against my urges to gamble a lot. Recently, I got caught.
Oh.
I put some money into cryptocurrency, which is just gambling. That's gambling. Yeah,
I was going to ask about this because I've recently got into this as well.
It's all
I
want to get
it's gambling. Gamble. And it went down this week. Like the last few days haven't been pretty. I think it's stabilized and might go up again or whatever. I just convinced my girlfriend to put $2,000 into it.
It's just dying.
Boo! Afterwards. Like, I mean, it's pretty high. But she was, like, missing out because me and my my sister's boyfriend chat about it a lot. And, like, it's fun because it's the last, like, 4 months have been a good. I've been in for a while.
But one night I checked it when I went to sleep. And in the morning I'd made, like, $500.
Yeah.
And I...
What a sleep.
I rolled over and woke up in the morning. And I was like, to my girlfriend, huh? Yeah. I was like, babe, I made $500 overnight. And she was like, how? And then I was like, you can't tell her, obviously.
Why not?
Because it's gambling.
No, but she wouldn't know that, would she?
Yeah, Does she know that you're bad with gambling and worry about it?
Yeah, if you've lived
with
me I just woke up and I was excited. I was like, I made $500.
Forgot where he was.
And then she was like, how?
The other girl he sleeps with loves it.
Yeah. And then I was like, no, I can't tell you. And she's like, what do you mean you can't tell me? I was like, it's too embarrassing. She's like, anything you're thinking of right now cannot be worse than what I'm thinking of how you made money overnight. Did you sell drugs? Were you like selling your body? What were you doing?
Totally.
Like,
you selling your, did you get out from under the cupboard?
It's like, don't flatter yourself, money. 500, that's a bit of a stretch.
Go on, Michael.
I would have sucked off 100 guys.
I was next to you the whole time.
I was buying my body. That's what I had to do on the street. I had to pay him. And she was like, I was like, yeah, no, okay. So I put some money in crypto. And she's like, you fucking moron, what are you doing? But I was up for it.
Moron, it's the future.
It's also it's a scam. It's a pyramid scam.
It's not a pyramid scam.
It's absolutely a pyramid scam.
It's like everyone
Bitcoin
in the inner city.
To
oh, my God.
Said like a true man trying to get other people into Bitcoin.
Said like a man who's already used that speech on his girlfriend after she lost a lot of money.
She didn't buy Bitcoin. She bought Ethereum.
And it dropped. Is it back up yet?
Oh, yeah. Bitcoin actually better than Ethereum. Ethereum looks like it could have some competitors.
But that's why she was so cross when I saw her the other day. She didn't stop to talk to me.
It's so interesting, though, being able to peg the health of your relationship to the cryptocurrency market. You can see whether or not you're going to be in trouble or not, or whether or not you're going to be like
Not just, it's also just like a graph of your mood.
Totally. Then this is the thing, because I haven't brought it up since she got it, because I helped her get an exchange and then buy it, assured her before, like she was like reticent about it. I'm like, no, it'll
be
fine.
She should be. Again, it's gambling and I have a problem.
And I explained it as such. I was like, look, this is a volatile asset, it could change, but it could be a lot of fun. Could go up, you know. We think it might, like, you know, be fun. Be in the game.
A bit of fun. That's a great pitch.
But I don't know. I mean, you got to be happy to lose the money at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I don't know how regularly she's checking it, so I don't know whether she's seen.
Delete the app off your phone. It honestly, otherwise you go mad. You check it every 15 minutes. And you go mad.
I mean, I kind of.
Do you want to get in?
I do want to get in. Yeah.
What do you mean? It's a pyramid scheme.
It's all made up. It's all made up.
The technology isn't.
No, the technology isn't made up. But there
real
are
real technological advances.
But no one's using underpinning it as a currency, are they?
Correct. They're using it like gold.
Yeah.
To put a lot of money. Tesla, $1.5 billion in there.
Yeah. Maybe like 10 years ago people were using it more as a currency. Yeah.
To buy drugs or something.
Yeah,
you buy
drugs off Silk Road. Or just get some Russian politician killed or something. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of bad criminal stuff.
Arrange like a sexual liaison right after your girlfriend's gone to sleep to like go out the front suck off 100 guys at $5 each and then you come back and then pretend that you have cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing someone might do
in
the past. But now people are just buying it to hold on to it, really.
Right. It could all disappear completely then.
But then there's other little ones that are for all different things.
That's not a pyramid scheme then.
No, it's a the reason it's a pyramid scheme is because, like Tom says, there's all these other little ones, right? So everyone started their own cryptocurrency account, right?
Could we start one?
You could. But again, I cannot stress this enough, it would be a pyramid scheme. What you'd be starting is a criminal enterprise.
Sorry, Hing, but pyramid schemes are great for the people on the top of the pyramid.
Absolutely.
That is actually the good place to be on the pyramid. You just don't want to be at the bottom of the pyramid.
A lot of podcasts have like Patreons. We just start our own crypto.
I think it kind of could. I mean, there's ways to do it. I think it's still probably pretty annoying, but we could have like an ICO, an initial coin offering.
How much do we have to put in?
Oh, I don't think anything. You just make up these fake tokens and then
you've got to write the program.
You've got to pay someone to make it.
But then you could call it, what would you call it? Like the cash, one, cash coin?
I mean, the one that was up today really sounds like it's AC Milan his fan token or something.
You know what I mean? Like,
that went up 200% today.
200%? Like, we've got to get one. Exactly. This is crazy.
But then the thing that does happen, sorry, now I'm like in the crypto thing, but yeah, people are on YouTube being like, and these are the five little tiny ones everyone should get into. And then lots of people buy them, and then they go up. And those people saying that had them. So that is just like...
They make a bunch of money, then they sell it.
But this is classic pump and dump. It's just like the share market, right? The same thing.
Yeah,
right?
Only crazy more volatile.
At least in the share market, you can do research to be like... I mean, look, to be clear...
Because there's like product-based around it. That you can be like, influence
it's linked to real things.
Yes. You can be like, I want to buy shares in Apple because I see everyone buying iPhones.
Totally,
right? You can't be like... I want to buy tokens in AC Milan's cryptocurrency because it's
AC Milan's fan page.
Yeah. And then I think what some of them do is they go, big hyped coin, it's being released at 3 p.m. today.
Yeah.
And then they hype it and then they have a bunch of it when it sells and then they sell it like 0.3 milliseconds after it goes on sale. They have like a billion of them and then they make a bunch of money and then it becomes zero.
Fucking flee.
And then they
it's all a scam.
It'd be good to make a quick buck.
But there's some scams, but then there's some, if you're getting in as a scam.
Yeah. How much cash do you have tied up in it, Tom?
I now have $16,000.
Fuck!
In there. I put four in.
$4,000?
Maybe five.
And you're down to 1,600.
No, 16,000. I've made so much.
Great.
Oh my God.
I've got in fucking October and then it's... Have you not looked at Bitcoin?
Why are you paying for the Podbean?
Well, I don't know. This is crazy.
Cashman's got his crypto money.
Wait, in October last year you got in?
Yeah. It's times by like five since then, man.
I've got to get out of here.
Well, the problem is they reckon in September it's all going to crash.
Why September?
Because it's some crypto thing. Apparently every 18 months or some shit, there's a thing called the halving.
That's in a year, isn't it?
I think it's in September of this year.
Yeah, Bitcoin. I mean, it's September.
I thought it was 2022.
I don't know.
You've read about it.
The halving,
Everyone knows about the halving.
It's the halving.
I don't know. It's some fucking thing where they halve the amount of crypto that's being mined or some shit.
That's good for the price because then there's less.
Yeah, but for some reason it always crashes. Like, I don't know. I saw a single TikTok about it, and I'm like, all right, well.
That's the thing. When the TikTok algorithm finds out you're into cryptocurrency, it never goes back.
Yeah, you need to not do it, Sam. It'll ruin your life.
It just does make you more focused on it because you've got thousands of dollars.
I would like to do it. I would like to make a quick buck.
I think it's also a great
This is how Esther got involved.
Yeah. I would love to make a quick buck. Well, I mean, all I'm hearing from you is negativity. And you're probably doing quite well out of it. You want me to stay away from it.
Exactly. Yeah, but...
When did you buy Bitcoin?
This is my second toe dip.
Yeah, but when did you buy the first one?
On other podcasts, but I ran a little... Not a scheme, but basically I got fired from a job.
Okay.
And I had 2 weeks left, right?
Mm.
And at the time, this was a couple of years ago. This is quite a while ago now.
Don't tell me you used the computers at the...
Around that time, I'd done a job for, you know, Intel, the company that makes processors, and they couldn't pay me what I wanted to be paid, and so they paid me in computer parts, and some of them were very expensive computer parts, but that are very valuable to me, but to them, dime a dozen, they don't give a shit. They make them, you know, for 10 cents after they made the first
so
one, right?
So funny. You got a job where you're getting paid in computer parts.
Yeah. Very cool stuff, guys. I'm a really cool guy. So I built a computer out of these computer parts and then just set it up at this job where I'd just been fired and left it in a room that no one went into, just put a left it mining in there, put a little post-it note on it, said, do not touch, do not turn off. Because you know when you're at work and you open a cupboard and there's a thing that says, do not turn off, you're like, fuck, I'm never touching
it. You don't want to shut the whole company down.
Looks like the whole server thing.
So anyway, so then I got fired from this job. And I was like, I'll leave this running in thing, right? Around that time, very soon after I got fired from that job, that business basically went kaput, right? Not because of me.
Sure,
but,
totally.
And because of the computer you...
Yeah. And another company moved into that space and they opened the cupboard and looked at this thing and like, oh, it says don't turn it off. We won't turn it off.
Oh, my God.
So...
The power of a person.
So
what's it doing? It's mining. What does that
mean?
It's
mining. Getting Bitcoin. So boring. But basically...
At the beginning of Bitcoin, you could get a computer to... focus its energy on mining, and you can make quite a lot of Bitcoin. The later it got, the less you'd get by doing that, and the bigger computers you'd need to do any kind of reasonable thing. So, he's getting fucking intense computers to be doing it 24 hours, that's not bad. And what year was this in?
This was, I don't want to exactly say, because you'll be able to track down people, but it was a while ago. Totally. Anyway, so
are you a Bitcoin millionaire then?
No, I'm not a millionaire, but I made some money out of it.
And how dare he come on here saying it's bad?
Tell me not to get involved.
I just know now.
It is at the height of it.
Now it's a scam. And I don't think you get in.
How long did you have this computer running for?
Like 2.5, maybe 3 years.
He would have so much running.
It was doing all right.
Did you have to go in and check on it?
Yeah, because the thing was,
how do you break in?
It's so hard to, because the next people who worked there at this place, I knew some of them.
Right.
Because it was in the same industry as the previous thing I'd worked
in.
Sure. And so I'd go in to visit my friends, but then also I would just have a little check. But you can check it remotely because it's just a wallet. But I just wanted to make sure it was still running and stuff.
Yes, totally.
So that was running for about maybe almost 3 years. And then the trouble was around that time was when they were shutting down a lot of the exchanges and it was getting harder and harder to get rid of Bitcoin. So you couldn't just sell it for cash. Mm. It was harder to do it and then you have to pay for tax and stuff.
Mm.
So then what I ended up doing was using my Bitcoin to buy a bunch of more computer parts.
Right.
And then built some little Bitcoin mining machines with those things and then sold those for cash. And anyway, so that was my little side hustle.
Two other people that wanted to mine
Bitcoin.
Yeah,
and that's why I think it's a pyramid scheme, because I was integral to it being a pyramid scheme.
Well, this is what people project. They see what they are, you know what I mean? I just see hope and dreams.
That's amazing. You see that, I mean, but you're not out of the game. You've still got your toe in.
I just got
back
in.
And you said that was a previous toe. That sounds like leg was in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a lot of the toe.
You still have that.
That's all gone. I sold it all while
did you
ago.
Go in one day to shut the computer down?
Or
did someone do it?
The second when my friends who worked in that place after our shop closed down, when they left, I went in to say goodbye to them, and then I took my computer then. Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, it was not around that time is when it stopped being viable to mine anymore, because the amount of money you'd have to pay for power was more than what you would get from mining, if that makes sense.
Right. Okay.
But you weren't paying for the power.
That was the scam.
Yeah, totally.
That was the scam.
Exactly, yeah.
Some guy
went to jail in Germany recently for that, and then I think he had like hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin in this computer that he'd been, that he had access to via a password, and they were like, give us the password. And he was like, nah. And he's been in there for 2 years, hasn't given up the password. And
I think
when he gets out, he might just get it.
Disappear. Yeah. Well,
that's awesome.
There was pretty good. A bunch of people who got done for this for putting code into websites. So when you would go to visit like the New York Times or I don't know whatever it was, like whatever website they were working on, your computer would be mining Bitcoin for them.
Oh.
And so you'd just be going to visit some fucking website, but then actually be mining, you'd be giving money to some fucking guy.
This is the kind of thing
they
need to get into. Yeah. Is that kind of thing.
I would love to
do
this mining thing.
Get rich quick schemes, Sam?
Can you tell me? I want to get rich. I'm just living my life working and getting paid for that.
So you know what?
I do comedy gigs and people pay me for that. That's my current model. I need to build a fucking computer and hide it somewhere.
It makes me jealous, things like this. I've tried one recently and I think I'm going to stop it. But I was looking into all these altcoins, these tiny ones, because these are the ones that if they can times by 1,000 in a few days, and then you could be rich. You know what I mean? Mm. If you put a few $100 in them, boom.
How rich are we talking? It depends on your investment, right?
Yeah.
But if you put $200 in and it times by 1,000, you've got fucking $200,000. You know what I mean? So it's like that's possible.
But that's just gambling.
That's gambling, but I'm willing to gamble.
But then all of these shysters on YouTube are being like, these are my top five, and them and their mates probably already have them. But they do go up as soon as the video is released.
Yeah.
So there was one guy, I noticed that they don't go up when his video is released. They go up when he releases these pics on his Patreon, which he charges people to access. So I have paid to be part of this guy's Patreon.
Part of his fucking Patreon.
And then he's going to release the pics.
You are so far in. You are being scammed every second.
That's why he wants me to get in, because the more money,
like,
it needs more money in the system.
You're a drop in the ocean,
I'm with Hing now.
But my point is, it didn't work because, like, I'm not quick enough. Like, last night, he released the pics, and then I'd set up the software and was trying it, and it wasn't working. And then I'd missed it already. It happened in 5 minutes.
How much are you paying each month for the Patreon?
$99.
Fuck.
What the hell?
I've only paid for 1 month, and I'm going to see how it goes.
Do you have a job, by the way, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom's always working.
Yeah. Okay. So
he's earning real money.
So this isn't your only... Like,
what, this podcast?
No, I think
this podcast is doing very badly.
No.
It's like aside from comedy stuff, obviously.
Totally. Yeah. This was just like a trial period of the 90s. This is not like a long term. And I think that won't work. Because my point is, if you had an alert on your phone and you got it in the first 5 minutes after that, you would actually just, every time it goes
but
up.
But he's probably telling his mates.
He's absolutely telling his mates. It happens immediately at the time. Yeah. But if you get it at the time...
I'm going to join...
This is how desperate comedy has made us. Like, comedy is such
this
a
This is a comedy podcast, by the way.
That we're just like, hey, is there a way for us to live? Is there a way for us to make any money? Sam's on TV all the fucking time and still he's like, guys...
Well, do you know what I'm going to invest
in? Should I get Dogecoin?
Shooter, you know Shooter Williamson, YouTuber? He's got an OnlyFans... but it's all about horse racing tips.
Mm.
It's like, and so he's on there, and so he's always like being like, join the OnlyFans. Who knows? I think it's like $40 a month, and then he'll just tell you what to tip on.
That's
well, hang on. What do you?
And he guarantees that it's like obviously you'll have some losses, but over time it's just a guaranteed return because he studies the form guy.
And it's good because his
It's so funny that he does it as well.
No, it makes sense because like he's got, it's like a marketing funnel because his like comedy stuff is a good advertisement for a guy who you trust with your money, which makes you sign up.
But what do you have inside knowledge on? Yeah, no, I understand.
No, it's just like he studies it.
No, I know. But what's your equivalent?
Yes.
Like what can you offer in studying the form guide? Like you know about golf, for example?
Yeah, oh, it's actually, because Tiger... You know, sorry, let's not talk about it, but no, I've been struggling with it after he crashed his car,
but,
broke his legs.
Could you...
No.
Would you have an inside knowledge
so
on
hard
golf?
No, you can't bet on. It's too hard to bet on.
Yeah, right.
Because it's like one person wins out of 150.
Wouldn't it be great if you could bet on comedy? If you could fucking bet on... Like,
well, this I is would the make thing.
There was
so
a cryptocurrency last week where there's like an app. I think there's things now where people can create...
their own crypto.
Well, no, they can create their own betting things. So it's a... basically an open forum. So sports bet, they can...
Bet on the price of crypto.
On anything.
What?
So anyone can just create a thing and then create odds.
Oh, make your own market.
And it's a make your own market, basically. So,
do you want to run a market on raw comedy this year?
Exactly.
Well,
I mean, we've already done bets for the last few years.
Yeah. We take bets on it, yeah. But but that's hard because we don't know all the...
We don't.
The exactly. players. But you know enough because it's like...
Yeah.
But if the stakes were higher, I'd put a few hundred on that. Oh, that would be so
I
much
would
more
love
fun.
To bet on
this
individual
is so annoying.
Deals.
I've got some money now involved in cryptocurrency. In and of itself, it's so fucking boring. Imagine if I had the same money invested in something that I really cared about. It would be the best.
All right, let's start around. Who do you reckon's going to win the Barry this year? Oh, sorry, not the Barry. The Melbourne Comedy Award.
Oh, my God.
Who do you reckon is winning the Melbourne Comedy Award this year?
Oh, I haven't seen... I know
if you could put a fucking market on that, you know what I mean?
That's fun. I'm going to bet on Sam Taunton.
Sam Taunton? Are you doing a show this year?
Yeah, my show's pretty good too.
It's not bad.
Like, I reckon it's a good show.
Is this the one about...
I don't think it's going to win. I reckon like Chenny or
Chenny
someone
good.
Will win. But Chenny? I think it'll be a year where no one's doing like crazy powerful shows.
No.
Mm. So it's like you could... If you got a real laugher show, this could be the year for you.
I reckon the show could go to a Melbourne person doing a show about the lockdown, you know? Because you know how... You know,
fucking hell.
It was that a tough run, you know?
Well, maybe, yeah. What about you? Do you reckon you're a shot?
No, the festival hates me. I'm bad at comedy, Sam. I'm better at schemes than I am at comedy.
You should do a scheme based
where
show.
Where is your show at?
Comedy Republic?
No, I mean, like, how's it looking?
Oh, sure.
Have you written it? Yeah. I don't care about the video.
No, it's been.
No, but also.
It's been
get along.
3 years. Like 2018 was the last time I did a stand-up show.
Oh, so you got heaps.
I got all this good gear that Melbourne's never seen.
Mm.
And I've got all the stuff I've written in the last year from the pandemic and that. So my show's pretty fucking red hot.
You could win, Hing.
But there's no, like...
Wild
and that's
to
why
bring
I
up.
Learned,
who do you reckon is going to win the top award? And then be like, yeah, me. Yeah.
No. I won't win because, again, Melbourne Comedy Festival
of bias.
Hates me.
But if it was a true meritocracy, you would be successful.
Yeah. Look, I'm not saying I would crush the likes of Hannah Gadsby, obviously. No. But no.
But she's not.
Tim and I are doing a show which could go well. It's we have someone interview us for an hour.
Oh, fuck. Can I do that? I would love
to
do that.
Yeah, if you're there for the time. If Tom's down, Tom's going to do it. Oh, but we're also looking for people to play characters.
I would love to interview you and Huey. Are you guys playing characters or are you just being yourselves?
It's like fiction. I mean, we haven't written the show at all, but I think with fictionalized versions of ourselves.
I reckon the characters are going to be pretty heavily based on their actual personalities.
Yeah.
If I had to predict.
And now Jerry Seinfeld plays Jerry Seinfeld.
Do you reckon
Seinfeld.
Huey's got a gambling problem? I think he would.
No, Huey doesn't gamble. Does it? You should meet my housemate if you want to see someone who gambles all.
Oh, my God.
He's a rich toilet paper millionaire. Yeah. And he loves
a punt.
Oh, my God. Nothing
excites me more. Like, the only thing that excites me more than gambling is seeing other people make worse choices than me in gambling. Because totally. Then it makes me feel less
insane.
Well, what about
that? What about a TAB, normal TAB, mm-hmm. kind of attached to an RSL or just like a normal TAB, and then there's like a one-way mirror in the TAB, and then there's a second TAB there where the people sit and they bet on the people in the TAB. And so you can bet about like, oh, is this guy going to lose or is he going to...
But isn't that...
How addicted is he?
It's a secondary market. This is exactly. how the housing crisis...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This is the big sure. You bet on their bet.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's not related. It's not a true secondary. It's just like related to it. But you don't actually get a cut of their...
Oh,
that's
bet.
Fun though. That would be fun. Yeah. I was talking to...
It's quite sick.
I'm in a group chat about cricket and Daniel Connell's in it. Now, Daniel Connell used to have a chronic gambling problem. Yes. I don't know if you
talked about it a lot on stage.
Yeah, totally. And...
If he didn't, it would be inappropriate to reveal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hey, does Huey have a gambling addiction?
Like, yeah,
dude. That's why his girlfriend left him.
Yeah. Also struggled in lockdown.
Yeah.
He's had a rough one, Huey. Oh, boy.
Anyway,
in the cricket.
Yeah. And Australia played New Zealand today in New Zealand. And we're watching a very close game.
Mm.
And, Guy Montgomery, New Zealander, he's in the group chat. Mm. And they were talking about the overall series or whatever. And Connell said, oh, I bet you Australia win. I'll buy you dinner. And me, Brendan Maloney, you all stepped in. We're like, come on, mate. Absolutely
you
not.
You wouldn't.
Slippery slope, you know. 1 minute your dinner, next it's dessert. Who knows where this ends up.
This could be an entree to you sliding back into your addiction.
But he's just like, give me a fucking break. Go for dinner with a friend.
But that is what people do. They'll be like, oh, can you bet for me or something? I think you're right to
my
call
grandfather it. Used to run a scam. This is the same
guy.
He used to run a scam at the he worked at the library at the university, and he used to run a scam there where every year for Melbourne Cup he'd do a little sweepstakes with everyone and go like, I'll put a punt on for you if you want.
Oh yeah,
give me $10, I'll go down to the tab or whatever it was.
Then
he just would never put on anyone's bets.
Sure.
Now that's a scam.
Pay it out of his own. If the winner, whoever won, he'd pay him out of his own pocket or whatever, and would just pocket
the
rest of the money.
That's just what the TAB does.
He's running his own bookie.
He's running his own book. Yeah. That happened at my school. Someone started a bookie thing, and I remember like betting on the NBA with some guy.
Well, just a kid.
Just a kid.
Hell yeah.
And I remember looking.
Did you feel alive?
I liked it, but then I think the second year of it, I'm like, these odds are fucked. Like, I bet on one team out of 30 to win the NBA championships, like, 7 months out, and it was paying like 3-1 or something.
Yeah,
3-1. I just didn't know any.
Did he pay out for bets and stuff?
Who knows?
I feel like in primary school, good luck getting the money out of someone.
Oh, exactly. Not possible.
And how good would it be to be rich though? It'd be so good.
Well, this is the thing.
Imagine not having to worry.
Oh, to have like
how rich is rich? Because I recently thought I was doing okay. Not that I have any money, but I was like, I can pay rent each week and I can eat and drink as much as I want. Things are good. And then I'd speak to other people my age and they're just like, got so much money.
Yeah. Like, how the fuck did this happen?
Yeah. And I'm like, I honestly think I was sleeping for a bit and missed the bit where everyone made money.
Well, this is the thing that I've been talking to my girlfriend about a little bit. I feel like some people, because I mean, I think me and Sam are a bit similar in that we're in our early 30s and for the last few years we've been, I don't know,
fucking around.
I'd say gallivanting.
Hanging out. You'll be at the pub and you'll see a friend and you'll be like, oh, and you see different friends from back in the day or from, and when you see people in social settings, they're often quite, they act similarly. They're like, you know, it's all fun and games. But some of these people have been sneakily sorting out their lives and making arrangements
exactly
and buying property and shit. And it's like, they're acting like they're not.
Yes,
but
that
they
is
are.
The problem.
They're acting like we're all in the same boat, but when it comes down to it, they've got a fucking, you know, investment property somewhere.
Because
or
they
shit.
Whinge about the same stuff I whinge about. They're just like, Uber was surging today.
Like, what do you give a fuck for?
You own property. Yeah, exactly.
Do you own a house?
People are no, of course not. I live with my parents.
Oh, yeah. You're back in with the folks, yeah.
But that's why
you're saving, right?
We're trying to.
That's classic. Yeah. Owns a investment property is living with the parents.
Well, in this instance,
few friends I have.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. My friend that I'm going to the wedding to next month is doing the exact. They've got an investment property and they're living with one of their parents at the moment.
Well, right now we're living with
a landlord who lives with mum.
Yeah, we don't.
What are you the lord of, mate?
Imagine getting a like a rental inspection from a landlord who lives with their mum, and you're just like, what the fuck? You can't tell me what to do. You don't do your own laundry, cunt.
You never learn how to clean up after yourself, and you come in here and you don't even know their standards for what was appropriate would actually probably be off.
Yeah, it's true. Ham and I don't own property. We live with my parents, and we're trying to save, but it's. You know, it's like you try as hard as you want to save. You can't fucking get ahead. That's why I'm gambling so much.
Where are you going to sell the Bitcoin? You need a big cash injection. That's all it is. You either need to.
You need inheritance or something.
Yeah, you need inheritance or to win big or something or get a big job or something.
Yeah.
Totally. But or just consistent discipline.
I mean, but who can do that? I had like a good week last week not spending any money because I haven't really been drinking. Mm. I haven't been drinking at all. Mm. And, all of a sudden, I was like, oh, I've got money. And I didn't go out or anything. And then I think I was like, bought an AeroPress. I'm not paying for coffee. All of a sudden, I was just like, I've got like
things are great.
$600 this week more than I've had normally. And I was like, this is crazy. I was like, I'll just do this forever and I'll be fine. And then this week, of course, I've got no money again.
So. I thought you were going to say I bought an aeroplane. Which would have rounded out this whole gripe quite nicely.
I bought an aeroplane.
Yeah, all these people pretending not to be rich. Anyway, I took a week off, bought an aeroplane.
I've got no assets. Is this relatable? I have no assets. I was thinking about that the other day.
Do you have debts, though? Do you have debts?
I've got no debt.
You're fine.
Which is good, right? Totally. My cash reserves... I've got hecked, They haven't been taking it. I don't know what's going on.
What did you study at uni?
I've got a degree in political science.
Being a dipshit.
I have a degree in political science.
I'm from Wollongong Uni, so it's like, you know, whatever.
I did a gig at Wollongong Uni last night.
I heard. And Cameron was hosting.
And it was one of the weirdest experiences I've had in a gig in years.
Tell us everything.
Well, because the uni gigs are sort of crush city for me. Mm. I spent so long running shows at unis and working at unis. It's like I understand the culture it's crush city for me. Mm. But then last night I realized as I was going to stage, as I was like walking past Cameron, I was like, fuck. These are first year kids who not only have never been to comedy before, they haven't been out before. Like they spent last year in lockdown.
Oh my god! Yeah, of course they wouldn't have. This is the first time
they've been in a bar. Probably.
I just saw a bunch near Sydney Uni, so drunk walking. Yeah. Like they all had booze and shit. Totally. They were so drunk. Like, they were like falling around in the gutter.
If you're 18, if you're like 17, 18, or whatever, and you're starting uni this year and you're out of high school, you're like you don't have any. You've done fuck all. Like you haven't
That's
done anything.
That's so true.
You've been drinking a pub with your friends for a year.
And asking whether he wanted to come around. And he, that was a joke. I wanted to,
what the fuck, man?
Make it clear that
I mean,
was a joke.
It was a bad joke.
It was a bad joke, but I needed to clarify for the record that was a joke.
It was such a vague, I invited a boy around.
Exactly. But it was leading to another. I was talking to a kid, who had basically did the HSC during COVID. Mm. And there's been a lot of people in the media saying how hard that would have been. But in my mind, it would have been like taking the pressure off a little bit because you've got an excuse. But then also like nothing else to do. So you'd focus on your exams. Totally. But you're right. What they've missed out on is the going out bit of
if they could go out, they wouldn't have gotten the the crazy nights. They would have gone and sat in a pub. Like their best thing, which right now is all I ever do in my life. But when you're 18, I think you want something more.
Yeah, you're not doing, you know, bumps of speed off a key in fucking R&B super club or whatever you're stuck into. So it was a super weird gig and I did like a bunch of material that I usually would do quite well and I was like fine. And then halfway through the set I just freaked out and was like, you don't understand any of this, do you? And they're like, no, we don't.
Oh no.
And then I
I've done that gig the week in the uni bar.
You know someone's bombed when they start doing anthropology. They're like, so this year it's very interesting in the culture.
Did you do that?
No, as in like that's what he's doing now. Culturally, like if you think about COVID, it's like
a point in time and my stand up was kind of at the intersection.
Honestly, I don't know if Cam told you, but I ended the gig by saying, I'm sorry, I'm a very bad comedian, right?
Oh, you didn't tell me that bit. Yeah. But that's good. That's a great closer.
It was pretty good.
Sorry, I'm a very bad comedian. Yeah,
I've never said that before in my life. And it wasn't tanking. I just wasn't getting the usual crush that I wanted. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, well, if these people don't love me and think I'm the funniest motherfucker in the world, I'm a piece of shit.
Did you get a radio bump, though? Because surely they listen to the radio
then,
station.
Yeah, and then I said, please don't hate my radio show for this. I don't know why. I fucking spiraled. And then a woman in the crowd was like, I thought it was good. And I was like, oh, God. Then I walked off and, like, Hugh from the Comedy Store was there, who, by the way, has bumped me to the second half of the Comedy Store tonight so I can do this podcast. So thank you to
Hugh. On you, Hugh.
Hugh.
Get him out. Well done.
Lord.
Crookshank, like everyone who was off stage was like, it wasn't that bad, man. In that way that you're like, oh no, I fucking bombed. And I haven't, you know.
Oh, but do you think you, because I love this. This is such an interesting thing because like your perception of sets are sometimes different to how everyone else perceives it. Whether it be you did badly, but you think you went badly, but you went well, or you think you went well and you went badly.
Sure.
That's interesting that everyone was like, that you think that they think you bombed.
I honestly think what happened was the set was probably okay. But I think Cam and Hugh and everyone sensed weakness and they were like, this is an opportunity for us to niggle Hing about how he didn't have the greatest set of his life.
No one is going to like, so normally if someone does kind of mediocre, everyone's kind of quite nice. They're like, that was really good or whatever. But no one would do that to you. Everyone would be like, you bombed, like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, let's get the fucking boot in.
Everyone wants you to feel bad, I think.
And what does that say?
I'm very unlikable. So I've made a lot of enemies in my close friends.
But the kids probably didn't know. Like, they wouldn't have seen comedy before.
That's the other thing. Yeah. That was the other thing. Yeah.
And they were probably like, we've heard him on the radio, and they were probably just confused.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of? I might have said this on here before, but I was talking to a baby physiotherapist.
Invite this baby back to your house? Peter.
You don't have to invite babies. You just pick them up, Hing.
Oh, yuck. Yuck.
You pick them up. Excuse me, you go baby. For a punt. You tie them up out the front of the pub.
And you bet on whether this baby's coming home with me. I hope you put it on yes.
It was back in the day, you know, you couldn't leave a kid tied up out the front of the tab. PC gone mad. You couldn't do that today.
Absolutely not. And it's a shame because
I think that's an appropriate update of society's norms.
What if there's not a pole out the front of the pub? Where do you tie the kid?
Well, there was.
Out the front of the kid down the street.
The reason he's not dead is because there's lots of no stoppings on that particular
main
street.
Out the front of the Kingsgrove tab. The Kingsgrove pub tab.
I love the idea of a pedophile coming out and they're like, oh, fuck, he's tied up. Yes, I'll try the next pub.
Yeah, because no pedophiles do scouts. Not all pedophiles do scouts.
Some fucking pedo with bolt cutters trying to like gym in the open like a fucking bike they're taking off. Anyway, so you're talking to a baby physiotherapist.
Yeah, I was talking to a baby physiotherapist and they were saying that in their line of work, basically what's happening is the babies are being brought in by the parents and it's their job to assess whether the baby is like up to scratch in terms of where they should be with their goals of like being able to turn over and like stand up and like crawl and things like this. And yeah, some of them are successful, some aren't. But apparently babies now, when they, like pretty often, which had never happened before, according to this baby physiotherapist, when they're in the waiting room, they just start screaming because they've never been around that many people in their entire lives. They've been so at home. Usually babies, you know, be out at the shops. They're just used to seeing a bunch of people. Yeah. But they're not in this case. And it's kind of what you're encountering with just 18-year-olds. Like they're just not as socialized in their 17 to 18-year-old year. Than most, than any teen previously.
They probably didn't even know to go, like, were they drunk and or not really?
Some of them, there was a real mixed vibe. Some people were fucked up. There was there
but
was
also, like, you know, O-Week gigs can go.
It's pretty crazy.
Absolutely either way. They can be a disaster or they can be, like, red hot.
Yeah,
I wouldn't, like, put
by
too much.
By some margin, the worst O-Week gig, the worst I'd done at that O-Week gig ever. You know, this is easy for me.
No, but I was saying this to a comedian the other day that she had a bad set and she was like, oh, I've been crushing. And I was like, when you're doing well, just remember that the bomb is around the corner.
It's
like,
always
the
there.
Balance gets righted so quick. If you think you've worked it, the minute you think you've worked it out, it's all over.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I've quit comedy now, so don't bother coming to my comedy festival show. I've quit, don't want
to
do it.
That's so funny to come on a podcast with the pure motivation to promote the show. Just tell a story about how bad you are.
In 40 minutes of podcast, I've talked myself out of the whole industry. I don't want to do it anymore.
Maybe you could tease a cryptocurrency tip. You pick an altcoin every... Maybe I'm going to do that. Every show I pick an altcoin.
You should do like a shooter OnlyFans thing and you're doing your own
tips.
Oh
my God, but and then I get to know.
Well, maybe that could be... If we ever did a Patreon for this, which we would never, but that could be one of the things we offer.
Oh my God.
I do worry though that if you made a show that was obsessively about crypto,
yes,
that audience that came to your show would be, I imagine, among the worst comedy audiences you could possibly have.
Absolutely. And they'd also be, I think they'd be concerned with how little I know about crypto as well. I'd be like, this one sounds funny. They'd be like, I want assessments of things and I want more details about why things are going to succeed. I'm just like, oh no, you don't understand. Like, I just bought some of this yesterday and I want you all to buy it so it goes up and then I sell it. I don't have the words to say to make you think that it's good for other reasons. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is something else I did last week.
Yeah,
I did I did a test to try and get into Mensa.
What? Why?
For an idea for a comedy bit. But God. Also, mm-hmm. when I got there, I was like, "Well, I may as well try and take the test seriously." And I think I did pretty well. I reckon.
Did you get your results?
No.
What were the questions like?
They were very much like seeing patterns in things. So there were five sections, mm-hmm. and they all started with very easy questions, and they get progressively harder throughout each section, which right. is the,
and it's
the idea.
Shapes and numbers and colors and whatever, and you've got to pick the
pretty much. Kind of stuff. It right. starts with like duck, like a little duckling, and then a big duck equals like a small lion, and then a question mark, and then there's five options, and right. one's
is
a tiger.
Like when
a lion.
You get when you're trying to reset your password or something,
kind of.
Yeah, it's like if you're really
yeah.
Basically, crosswalk, crosswalk in this grid.
Yeah, basically, I just clicked "I'm not a robot" 200 times, and I'm a fucking genius. So,
did
it's
you
not bad.
Hear about? First of all, are you surprised that Cashman took a Mensa test? I feel like this is the least surprising bit of podcast content in the history of podcasting.
It's pretty much standard. Like, I feel like he's always up to little games.
I'm surprised you weren't setting the test, like, for other people.
I'm surprised you haven't done it before.
Mm. Well, I tried to do it in Edinburgh in 2019, but then we had too big a night the night before and it was on at 9 a.m.
Yeah, so I skipped.
Well, I'm like, yeah, it seems to go into
take
the town.
Seriously, of course.
Yeah.
It's Mensa. There was an article that came out, I think there was an article in New Yorker a while back, maybe a year ago or something.
There was a podcast.
It was a podcast, maybe. It was about how Mensa was taken over by the alt-right, was full of racists.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Tom straight in.
Fascinating.
This person joined Mensa as like a bit of a bit. Like they were a comedian who joined Mensa as like a bit of a bit. And then people were like, they were in a Facebook group dedicated to Mensa.
Yes.
And then people were like, hey, just so you know, there's a bunch of Nazis in this group or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she like, or they went and just looked people up and realized that it's been infiltrated by like, because a lot of that IQ science stuff is tied up in like old school, like skull measuring shit, like racist, like Chinese people have tiny skull or whatever, that kind of stuff.
I don't know about the Chinese.
Tom was
Chinese
saying
people
that
would
the
be
other
pretty
day
well
when
represented
I was
in Mensa.
Yeah,
I remember when I was doing first year psych at uni, a course I never graduated.
What's
from.
Your degree in?
None. I'm a dropout, baby.
Oh, yeah,
okay, it's no good.
Okay.
But I
God, can we just delete what we've got so far?
Oh my God, I thought we were talking to a graduate.
Nah, you gotta tap the certificate, otherwise you're not allowed on the pod. Fuck. No, I remember there was a stat that was like Asian people or whatever, this is based on like studies from whatever, would in America would achieve like 10 points higher than other like quote unquote races in the... In IQ tests, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
I remember being like,
that
feels...
That's why the Asian lobbies in America are anti...
affirmative action or whatever.
Affirmative action.
Because they're
exactly.
we're crushing them.
They are the best, doing the best on their own.
But I remember my tutor was like explaining this to us, and then she was like, and then she like pointed to me and was like, so someone like Michael, she was a white lady, she was like, someone like Michael would probably perform better than like the rest of you on average, an IQ test.
And it's not racist for me to individualize this very generalized data.
I was like, obviously it's flattering for someone to say that, but I know it wasn't true. So I was like trying to like explain, and I was
you
like,
don't
I was
know
like
that.
Yeah, I was, you so I was like, good. I was like, oh no, I'm pretty dumb. Like I'm not, I don't think I'd beat all of you. Like, you know, I don't do the readings and I'm pretty dumb compared to
she's
other people.
She's made you stand up and justify it. You're like, I apologize, everyone. No, I'm actually quite stupid. It's no. Like, why is this necessary? Does this happen in every class?
Then she started arguing with me and she was like, well, actually, no, it's because these tests, it's not that you're smiling at everyone, it's because these tests have certain cultural attributes that culturally Asian people excel at, blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
this is generalized information.
Yeah.
You can't just be putting
like
one guy.
Being like,
it's not
guy.
Necessarily true for you. What a psycho.
Anyway, first year psych. Yeah.
Yeah, God.
And that's why you dropped out?
No, I dropped out because I fucked up my life, man. Is that what you want to hear?
No, I don't want to hear that.
Dude, he was making millions from Bitcoin mining.
So, you did the Mensa thing. You think you got in.
Well,
where are we at now?
I think it's funny.
And what's the bit?
I've been telling everyone that I'm I'm in, I think.
Fuck, if you don't
it's
get
funny
a
to do it and be like, I feel good about
if
it.
If you don't get a Dementor now.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
How embarrassing.
Exactly.
How embarrassing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you think you're smarter than Sam?
Oh, yeah.
No, but I think that this
no,
is...
No, absolutely,
it,
yeah.
It goes...
Didn't ask you, Sam.
It goes back to the same thing. And on, like, the Mensa test, I think I would have done better on the Mensa test than Sam.
Yeah,
but
right.
That's not the only type of intelligence.
No, I that's... I mean, it's...
What kind of intelligence do you think Sam has over you?
Sam like has a high culture, degree maybe. Of social intelligence.
Oh, which you're quite low on, famously.
I am fine.
The way he reacted to that suggests that, yes, he does.
I disagree with that. In fact, actually, I think you're fine. That
the fact that you would say something so rude shows that you actually have quite low social intelligence. And by tolerating that and not arcing up, I'm actually being the most mature man in the room.
In fact, I think you find I won this situation.
Yeah, and I think you'll find everyone listening will agree. I actually am a genius of not getting paid out, so you'll find that I win.
I win again. So what do you want to do with this?
I mean, I've got a few plans depending on how it goes, but I think now the... I mean, it was just an interesting thing to observe. It was the person who hosted it. So there were like maybe... 80 people there. I think it was the first one since COVID.
Oh, so it wasn't online.
No, I had to go in.
What were the demos? What were the demographics of everyone there?
Or I reckon 90% dweebs.
So, like, in a regular standard population,
yes.
Do you, like, out of 10, where do you see yourself on a cool scale?
Cool? Me?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good question, actually, Hing.
Like,
I think there's different types of cool as well.
Sure. But
to like, your version of cool.
You work in comedy, you've got a pretty good job, et cetera. Maybe you're like somewhere between 6 and 7, maybe, right? That's a pretty, but that's a guess.
I mean, it sounds like you've thought about
it. Yeah. I'm just saying, but when you...
Ashman was miming higher.
But when do this bit again?
But when you transpose yourself... into the Mensa.
Can I say that was a big feeling I was having?
Yeah.
I was by far the coolest person.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
I was wearing skinny jeans and shit. I looked great.
So everyone else was like do you reckon everyone else in there was like...
Most people there were teenagers that were pushed there. Because this is the thing about Mensa. It's like, I think my understanding is that it was like relatively popular, particularly in America in the 90s or whatever. It was like a bit in vogue then as a way to like maybe something to put on your CV. But I think now if you put it on your CV, it was like look, actually
freak?
Insane. Yeah. I think it's quite passe and strange. And like, and I think there's a lot of talk about how IQ... No one mentioned IQ in the signing up, so I'm not sure. Right. I think they have maybe distanced themselves. They just have.
I thought you had to have an IQ to do it or something. Like there was
just
a
have
level.
To do their test, which I think is similar to an IQ test, but it's not. Okay. They just didn't say those words.
Right,
but point it, it's just all a bit embarrassing. Yeah. So I think now maybe it's mainly teenagers doing it, but there were kind of like older people
could
as well.
Did you look around the room and think I could beat anyone here in a fight?
That's so good. A fight there would be unreal.
I reckon
would be a TikTok video for the ages.
Fight of the Mensa.
I reckon not only was I the coolest
going
person
in,
there.
Like just architect, like just setting it up,
just stunting it.
Yeah, just to record and put it online.
I almost got into a fight because the it was very.
What the fuck?
Well, it was just very. Tense, and it was very quick. The point was that you had to do lots of answers in a short period of time. You had 12 minutes to answer like 50 questions or something.
Okay.
And there were like observers that were making sure you weren't cheating. And one came over and was kind of kept looking at the girl next to me like too much, and then was looking at me kind of like she's just bored. She's just like investigating too much, but it was distracting. Mm. And like I didn't do anything. But like that's when a fight could break out. It was like high tensions were high.
I mean,
you know what
of course.
I mean? If you just threw a pencil at someone.
Well, we used to do that in high school in our HSE exams.
Mm.
You'd walk past, I might have told you this, everyone's got desks, you're in like a big hall and you'd walk past and you'd kick the leg of the desk and the desk would drop. Mid-HSE, you'd be writing an essay and then someone would walk past, kick, and then your desk just falls to the ground.
And he's told me this before and it's always frustrated me because in the HSE, that's when the school, it's like it's in everyone's interest for the school to perform well. Then everyone gets graded higher.
We didn't even know.
And they're sabotaging each other.
Yeah, but
it's
we weren't told that information. We weren't told that we were a team.
Tackling each other.
We weren't told that at all. We were told we were in it for ourselves.
Totally.
Yeah, that's the big difference between between like comprehensive and selective schools in New South Wales. It's the amount of like meta coaching that's given to you about like how you
actually what's going on.
To like game the system so the school can maintain its
reputation. Yeah, there was no pride. I didn't learn the word alumni till many years after university.
Well, that's when you need it.
fair enough. But there was no concept of being like, we'll enjoy these years. This is a special thing that's going on, us being here as this group.
No,
there was none of that.
So would you, now that once Cashman gets his results, would you ever do...
I'll go do it.
Mensa test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you the kind of person who would study and prepare for it? Just are you competitive enough to try and beat Cashman?
No, I don't think I will, because I think Tom's one of the smartest people I know. So I don't think. But it would be interesting just to have like a data of, you know.
They do give you, and because it's a pyramid scheme. So come back.
Oh my God.
This is what it actually.
You got a referral code. It's like Uber Eats.
He gets $10.
You gotta do it, man. It's an encouraging community. They love it. There was the woman who spoke at the beginning. She was like, you can go around the world and someone from Mentor will like house you or like sometimes for free. Oh, and like, God. It's a community like that.
Man. So funny.
The first thing she said.
It starts with a test. It ends in group sex. That's how totally. It's fucking good. It's an
well,
audience.
She just said she'd tried other hobbies before and nothing else. She took a shining to nothing else because she kind of implied she looked down on it.
Yeah.
And she's like, and in this community, people get my strange jokes and things like that.
Yuck.
It's basically just a community for people who are a bit autistic and lack community.
Yeah.
And I think that's nice. But the first thing she said, she was like, just because you're intelligent doesn't mean you're a good person. Oh. But if you're not a good person, we'll take you anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
She said that.
That's a like, good gag, though.
I mean, it's a gag, but it's also like the first thing to say. She's implying that, like, if you're evil, that's fine. It was a bit intense.
But the evil people would never... She doesn't need to say the evil people are never going to be like, oh, God.
Oh, I'm evil. This isn't for me.
No, you're evil? I can't join. You know what I mean?
I think maybe it could...
It's a pure gag.
It's a gag, but I think it couldn't hurt to indicate to the community that being evil is frowned upon.
But how many of their...
to some degree.
How many of their people have gone on to do horrific things?
Well, I mean, the racist things.
Some of them are
Nazis. Okay, that's right. Yeah. Okay, well, I guess that's a disclaimer then at the front.
It'd be so good if this was the start of your slide into being a full-on like alt-right troll.
Yeah,
like you start off from this moment, you're like, oh, I'm gonna start an OnlyFans where I give people like crypto tips, and then next thing you know, you're a YouTuber who's
I've got other tips too about who to hang out with. And, I mean, now everyone's listening.
Yeah, I know you guys want me to talk about Ethereum, but I've got another idea about some of these migrants.
I've got altcoins. I've got some alternative ideas.
Alt-right coin.
Maybe exactly.
Start that.
Alt-right coin. That's not bad.
I feel like it would spring early.
Oh, my God.
For
and
sure.
Then you wouldn't feel bad about, like, pumping
taking
and
their
dumping.
Money.
Because it's actually, yeah, like the AC Milan one.
Because
it
might go well because there might be alt-right people that are like, that's where I want to.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, just, or, but also would. People might be like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Bit of money in there.
Start like a, start like a coin called,
multiple
like, like Nazi coin or whatever.
Yes.
Like Führer coin or some shit. Some fucked thing.
Voldemort coin.
Voldemort coin.
Slytherin coin.
And then, like, take all the money from the racist and then just make sure in, like, the coin chart or whatever, however you set up the thing, that, like, 10% of that money goes to, like, some anti-racism whatever,
totally.
Some charity.
That maybe
whatever.
You can set up as a non-profit.
Oh, I see.
And then you give me
level 2 of the scam.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fake charity.
He can get that computer out again.
That would be one of the most... Anyway, Mensa, obviously...
We couldn't even give
people,
up the 10%.
So, yeah.
It's like, just give the 10%. You're making sense. It's like, no. That's also me. Under
truly
a different
fucked.
Name.
Truly fucked.
But yeah, you have to pay $80 to do the test. Mm-hmm. And you've got to pay more to get the detailed results.
Of course.
And then you have to pay more to be a member. And then they revealed that the test, which already had writing in them, some of the, there was like working out in some of them and
they're
stuff.
They're reusing the test.
They're reusing the test over and over again because they said they have to pay heaps to get them from America. So it's like a company in America that licenses it out and like pays per test. So it looked, the test looked fucking old. I reckon they've been used like hundreds of times.
Fuck. Really?
So it is just a...
Do you know the past
they said 70% of people that do it. Oh, sorry.
That's
I'm answering
question?
Your question. Yeah,
yeah right.
70% of people pass or fail?
Pass.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, that's a bit self-selecting because only people that do it would be like close.
In many ways, though,
but still,
to be it's a more exclusive club to take the test and fail it. You know what I mean?
Oh my God! And then this is the thing. Good. I wonder if there's other...
To go and just take a real shit on the test.
Are there other societies? Yeah. Like the intelligent society. That's like people who didn't get into Mensa that are trying.
Well,
to
also
it.
It's like...
It's like, a, yeah, but we're close.
It's a bit of a... Because you know when you like you bomb in stand-up and you're like, oh, they were they were misogynist or whatever.
Yeah.
If you go...
Yeah, they were racist. IQ tests are racist. There is a bit of that. There was something on Twitter recently
progressive values.
Being like, intelligence is just a construct made up by that. And you're like, still do your homework. I mean.
But I think you should do the test as well, Sam.
Okay, yeah, I won't.
Once Cashman gets his results, you should do it. And then, because I've never...
Why don't you do it?
Yeah, well, I'm happy to. But I just think, you know...
Yeah, you sound real thrilled.
I just mean there are so few podcasts where they the hosts have like documentation of who's smarter. Like, I think that would be a really funny dynamic.
Probably for good reason.
Well, that would be funny if we do it.
Every like you got a fun riff, but then you'd be like, actually, I'm smarter than you. Sam,
well, that's
so I'm
what
right.
I think so funny
each
about.
Gets Tom's a smart one, I'm a dumb one.
Literally
that's
being in
we have proof. all right, do you have to get to this gig?
Oh, soonish. I got Yeah, we could wrap it up, or unless you've got one more thing you want to do, I don't know.
You wanted to potentially talk about the toilet paper.
Oh, let's end on this. No, yeah. I probably shouldn't actually, because like I don't want secret. Who gives a crap to hear about it.
Yeah, true. Okay. It's actually insider trading it knowledge. It's been a real theme.
If you pay,
this.
If you join our OnlyFans, we will give you this information.
Just on that, it'd be so funny if you did like six like financial OnlyFans and then just one hardcore video of you two fucking.
yeah.
Just to really surprise them.
Technically, you've consented to this because of the nature of the platform. Just because we didn't do this previously didn't mean this is what it was ultimately
like
about.
Six nerdy full emails being like, hey guys, just these are the coins you invested. Here are the stock tips. Here's the toilet paper. And then just one, just a hardcore like.
Sex.
So to sum up your advice for the podcast, having come on as a guest, you would like us to start up an OnlyFans where we give out stock tips and have
full anal penetrative sex.
And you want Sam to pay $100 to do an IQ test.
Sorry. I think,
you think all cryptos
are a scam.
A pyramid scheme.
Yeah, a pyramid scheme, and I can tell you that from the inside.
Once you've made
Once I've taken my money out of it. I'm just happy to share the knowledge around with you guys.
For sure.
And what's your show? Where's it at?
Oh, sorry. It's a stand-up show. Yeah, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's called Kill Hing in the Name Of. Comedian Jamie Kirk suggested that name. So
Kill Hing in the Name Of.
It's
that's
pretty good.
Yeah. We've had Jamie Kirk on the show.
Yeah,
he's a great guy.
It's at the first 2 weeks of the Comedy Festival at Comedy Republic. Over 20% of tickets already sold. So if these trends continue,
that's great.
I might actually make some money.
You don't need to plug it. It'll sell out
I'm
for sure.
I'm so desperate to
It'll sell
tickets.
Out easy. You'll probably have to add shows.
Oh, fuck. I don't want to. I'm too busy.
I'll come and see it.
You want to sell the exact right amount.
Yeah, exactly. No more, no less. No, I'm worried that they might lift restrictions and there's way more seats, then it's going to be fucked. But yeah.
I mean, I've got that issue as well. Yeah, my venue gets dramatically bigger.
Suddenly it's like a 250 seat venue. You're like, oh, I can't fucking do this. This is a nightmare.
Right. You'll be right. A few more uni gigs, mate, and they'll come streaming in.
Yeah.
Uni swap gigs.
I promise not to bomb anymore, though. I promise not to bomb anymore. That's a guarantee I make to your listeners. I will not bomb anymore. Yeah, what do you guys think?
Oh,
well, that bombed, so.
and cut.
I'm a cryptomaniac, don't you see me? Hacking all your systems, you say don't EMP me. Seems your whole team don't understand what they're seeing. It's like a game of hide and seek, but I'm the one who's peeking. You think it's cheating, but it's not. It's called being smarter than you. It's my advantage, advances gives you no chance to reboot. You see, my drone is fixated on seeking you out. And now I know I'll laser shot your whole team in the mouth. I'm going crypto, maniac, you going so slow. I'm on attack and you never know what I'm gonna hack. So you better turn around and watch your back. I'm going crypto, maniac, you going so slow. I'm on attack and you never know what I'm gonna hack. So you better turn around and watch your back. Bang, bang, crypto up and at it again. Doesn't matter who I'm facing, I'm gonna be all your in. So good night, my little wise, and happy bodies, goodbye. I'm the legend on top and that's a fact you cannot deny. Yeah.